Prashash reading in the south of Brazil. Wanted to know what is our position on stem cells. And she uses them in her dental practice. And she wanted to know if it's unacceptable or... violence. She says she uses her own patient's stem cells. They create stem cells.
Yeah.
So, I would just say, you know, briefly about this, that we have to accept as the starting point that we're living in the world of exploitation, right? Which is commonly expressed in the formula, you know, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. Or in the words of the Bhagavatam, jivo jiva shijivanam, one living being lives at the expense of another. Or more to the point, by exploiting another. So whatever it is in the world, there's some flaw, some fault. We're told that in the Gita, too, in the famous sloka. What is it? I forget the Sanskrit. Jai Shalbhaka Bhimavadut Maharaj Ki Jai. It says that as when you light a fire, there's some smoke. So anything you do within this world, there's a dark side to it, you could say. Whether it be your own or any other's, whatever it is. It's like sometimes the point comes up about vegetarianism, and people will sometimes say, oh, in Krishna consciousness, they're promoting vegetarianism. But to be more to the point, we're not. Guru Maharaj tells the story of when Professor Sanyal, his brother, would come and visit him at the mat, and Sanyal would take the position that we don't eat. And his brother would think, this is ridiculous. See, you're making feasts and eating. No, we don't eat here. There's no eating going on here. And his brother would be baffled and bewildered. What do you mean? You're having a big festival and feast. Saying, oh no, we honor prasadam, but we don't eat. So that's a reference to the statement in Bhagavad Gita, yagya shishta shino shante, shanto, muchante sarvakilbase. To overcome the reactions that are acquired overcome the reactions from acquiring foodstuffs, even if they're vegetarian foodstuffs, it has to be done as yagya, an offering to the Supreme. And really, not that we just say that also, because anyone can say that. Or I'm doing it for a higher purpose. I'm doing it to help others. Like humanitarian activities, they seem by examining them, I mean, oh, this is a very good thing. We're helping other people. But if we're helping people remain in the world of exploitation, remain in the exploiting position, that is not help in the ultimate sense. So everything has to be thought of carefully. So whether it's this activity or any other activity, we live in the world of exploitation, where for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. How unforgiving this formula is and how profound it is in its reach is not commonly understood. People think this is something they heard in the physics class in school, with some teacher going, "So when I hit this table or this chair, it's, you know, something's coming back." And then they think, oh, they write that. Is that going to be on the test? You know, and then you're done with it. Right? But how profound this notion of for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction gives one, you know, pause. It's something to be thought about very deeply. So it's not just in a gross physical sense, on a subtle level also. That includes speech. That's a type of action. There are speech, thoughts, thinking ill thoughts. We know intuitively, we don't have to have some research scientist weigh in on this. We know intuitively that's unhealthy. It's not a good thing to think ill of another. Srila Guru Maharaj will put it in this way: by meditating on the faults of others, they appear within you as a reaction. That's also for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So, sometimes when people would mention the Srila Guru Maharaj, say in the collection of funds, to give an example, that some in the collection of these funds, maybe there was some fault. His response to that would be, then they must be 100% used in the service of Guru and Gauranga and Krishna. Otherwise, that person will have to try and digest that fault. So if implication being, if something is not used 100% in the service of Krishna and his devotees, then one is culpable in varying degrees, and one will have to digest those reactions. That's the truth of the matter. And what did you say Gurudev said about the Vaishnava? Yeah. And as a side point, there are all kinds of moral issues that have arisen in the Western world on this subject, and it's not our forum or purpose to go into that right now. But when it came to cloning and many different things, genetic engineering, we can say in general, it's been a moral dilemma for Judeo-Christian-based doctors and scientists. Whereas they found that the Indian doctors and scientists didn't have a problem with this, because they thought, oh, we have examples of this in the Puranas, Mahabharata. So the Puranic literature has many such examples of such things, so they weren't having the same type of moral dilemma to deal with it. But still, that said, we're in the world of action and reaction. Even so-called good things draw reactions. It's what we call saguna plane, nirguna plane. Saguna means colored by passion, by ignorance, passion, or goodness. Nirguna means without any tinge of mundane quality. So that is what his answer is. If it's in connection with the nirguna plane, there's no reaction. And even if it's, however well-intended, if it has no connection with the Nirguna plane, it will draw a reaction. As after the Kurukshetra battle, one Brahmin named Uttanka, he thought, he found Krishna and said, "You, Krishna, you're the cause of all of this. Of all this death and destruction and the creation of so many widows. So I'm going to curse you." And Krishna said, "Hold that thought, because I'm in the Nirguna plane and you're in the Saguna plane. You're in the higher aspect of the Saguna plane, meaning the mode, you're a Brahmin, mode of goodness. You've, by your tapasya, your austerities, your spiritual practices, you've achieved some power, and you're about to expend that power in trying to curse me, but it won't have any effect upon me because I'm in the Nirguna plane. So before you spend all of that power that you've accumulated by your austerities and practices, think about this." Any other question?
I don't have a question.
Yeah.
You know that there are new people come, like 5 people from Moscow, and a couple of them, they are from different mat, that I don't know the name of the mat, but their guru is Badali Maharaj. So, I just, tried to discuss, I saw his entire house, the pictures with Shiva and Parvati and Hanuman Dari. So I asked why they keep them at home because they're devotees. Mm. And they say that it's okay for them because they think that all these demigods are devotees of Krishna. So, and they started to explain some kind of philosophy. And I'm just not sure, should I listen to it or... Because it's, sounds for me suspicious, so I just don't know how to behave in this situation.
Yanti deva vrta devan pitrin yanti pitri vrta bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madza jinopi mam. I think we discussed this a little bit the other day, is a question of emphasis. It's what is descending to us, and that's one process, and the other is ascending. We may have some idea. We look at the gods and goddesses of India, and they're charming, and on some level they're appealing to us. We can come up with some ideas about that. Or there's what is actually descending to us in the line, spiritual line. Rupa Goswami, this look at Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidimbina, Aikantiki, Harer Bhakti, Utpatayeva Kalpate. If what you're doing, your process, is not regulated by Shruti, Smriti, Purana, right, what's coming in the disciplic line, then utpatayeva kalpate. Kalpana means imagination. Then there won't be a spiritual substance there. So as I told on the Shivaratri evening, we're aspiring in the line of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So you will see in the Chaitanya Charitamritam what is the proper emphasis and the method of approach. Otherwise, we can say so many things if we cast our glance toward India, the gods and goddesses of India, the different literatures of India. And Guru Maharaj sometimes employed a formula, which he said, as connotation increases, denotation decreases. And what he means by the more meaningful something is, the narrower the what it will be referring to. I'll give you an example. If we say, who accepts Bhagavad Gita? Raise your hand. North, south, east, and west, the hands go up. It's accepted in India by Vaishnavas of all stripes, Mayavadis, Kalam, the president of India?
Kalam.
Yeah, he's a Muslim scientist. He's reading Bhagavad Gita. In the West, so many, when the devotees would make ads previously, they would mention, you know, the American transcendentalist, Thoreau, Emerson, Schopenhauer, a big list of people who are appreciating Bhagavad Gita, north, south, east, and west. But if we increase the connotation and say, yes, but really Bhagavad Gita should be understood in the light of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Purana, then the Mayavadins, they won't accept that. Some Shankarites, some Shakas, they won't find this acceptable. You'll be left with Vaishnavas, Sri Vaishnavas, Tattva Madhva school, different, and Gaudiyas. Then if we increase the connotation more and say, yes, the Bhagavad Gita should be understood in the light of the Bhagavatam, but the real substance of the Bhagavatam is being extracted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. So the Bhagavatam should be understood in the light of Mahaprabhu's teachings. And there you will leave the Madhva line and the Sri Vaishnavas, and you'll be left with Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So again, demonstrating Guru Maharaj's principle, as connotation increases, what is denoted decreases. So yes, in a general sense, we can say that everyone is a servant of Krishna, right? Jiveswarupai Krishna, everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna. But when it comes to the point of worship and how they will be worshipped, we're told to make some distinction in this line. So while being respectful, the Vaishnavas are not engaged in the worship of demigods and demigoddesses. So if we go back to the original question and say, and employ that same type of answer, we'll say, well, didn't the gopis worship Katyayani? Yes, the Braja gopis, who are the highest devotees of Krishna, they approach, in this sense, a lesser deity in a simple-hearted, jnana-shunya bhakti-like way to say, oh, we want that Krishna will be our husband. So they want devotion to Krishna. They're not approaching for something else. So anyway, I don't have anything more to say really than what we heard from Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, and so we're not, we're keeping our focus on the lotus feet of Guru Gauranga Radha Govinda. Srila Saraswati Thakur, who is the guru of Guru Maharaj and all other Gaudiya Math gurus, he introduced the worship of Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda. So if we take it that he is aware of all of these things and he selected this, then we can be very confident in that. And Srila Guru Maharaj will mention that, well, actually, this came up once, to give you an idea. One devotee, he thought the Sadbhuj deity would be very nice where he was. There are so many Indians there, and Sadbhuj means a six-armed form of Krishna. Sometimes we're told shown to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, shown in some other context. Six arms. What are they? Two arms of Ramachandra, two arms of Krishna, two arms Mahaprabhu. Sometimes we say four arms Vishnu, two arms, but different configurations. But we're taking that it's Ramachandra, Krishna, Mahaprabhu is being shown to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Now, this devotee thought, well, the Indian people, they like Ramachandra. So that'll be good. We have a deity, there's Ramachandra, and some Indian people, they like Krishna. So we have Krishna, Ramachandra, and connecting with Mahaprabhu. This will be very nice. He wanted Guru Maharaj to sanction that for his temple. And Guru Maharaj, he said, but there, he said, what Mahaprabhu is showing to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is that he's God. He's showing his divinity. That who was Ramachandra, who was Krishna, again, he's appeared as Mahaprabhu. Saying, but that's not showing who he is internally. He said, that's on a lower level. He's showing divinity. He said, but in the Ramananda Samvad, where Mahaprabhu reveals himself to Ramananda Roy, he's showing his actual identity. Rasaraj Mahabhav Duyek Rup. That Rasaraj Krishna, it's in the famous section where Ramananda, when they first sit on the banks of the Godavari River, it's described that when Ramananda encounters Mahaprabhu, looks like the sun is sitting on the bank of the river wearing saffron garments of a sannyasi. So it looks like the sun is there dressed as a sannyasi. Then they have their discussion where Mahaprabhu is asking the questions and Ramananda is giving the answers. And Ramananda later will say, really, you're playing me like the way a musician plays an instrument. I'm making the sounds, but you're playing me in a particular way and these sounds are coming out. And it was mentioned at the very beginning of the chapter, Vajataiva, Bhakta Meghe, Bhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani, Sancharja, Ramabhida, Bhakta Meghe. Comparing the devotee to a cloud, saying from the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta, this cloud has, what's the word? When a cloud is generated from an ocean, and then it's raining back on the ocean. So the cloud of Ramananda, the Bhakta Meghe, Meg, appeared from the Bhakti Siddhanta ocean of Mahaprabhu's Krishna conception, and then rained again in the form of these nectarine instructions. So toward the end of their discussion, Ramananda says, he notices that Mahaprabhu is not looking like a sannyasi anymore as he looks more carefully. He said, I'm seeing Krishna. And Mahaprabhu answers by saying, oh, we've heard in the Bhagavatam that Mahabhagavata devotees, great devotees, they see Krishna everywhere and in everything. So when you look at me, of course, you're also seeing Krishna. That could be the explanation. And Ramananda said, no, please, don't tease me in this way. And not that I'm just seeing Krishna. This is very extraordinary and peculiar. I see that Shama Sundar Krishna, Shama Gopa Roop, Krishna is the cowherd boy. With the flute, Shama Gopa Roop Krishna. That there's a golden girl whose effulgence is covering him. And this is bewildering to me. What is this? And at that point, Mahaprabhu said, yes, I cannot conceal myself from your loving devotional eye. Like Brahma Sangita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Velochanena, Santaksa Deva Hridayeshu Velokayanti, yam shama sundaram chinta guna swarupam, like prem anjana churita bhakti vilochanina. When the eyes are anointed with Krishna prem, real love and affection for Krishna, then one can actually see the form, divine form of the Lord. So said, I can't conceal myself from your loving eye. Rasa Raj Krishna, who's Rasa personified, and Mahabhav Radharani, who can extract the Rasa to the unlimited degree. He said, see how they're both combined and mingle. Then Ramananda fainted, and when he reawoke, he saw there is Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi again. So Srila Guru Maharaj pinpoints this by saying, here, this concept, where Mahaprabhu, nowhere else does he reveal to anyone his internal identity, what he revealed to Ramananda Roy, that is the worship that is given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to his followers. So, where shall we take our direction? From up to down, and from Srila Saraswati Thakur, he's given this particular conception, or someone else gives another conception? Sado pasya srimandrita manujakaye pranayatam vahadvi girvane girisha parameshti prabriti vi shabhaktevya sudham nijabhajana mudram upadisham satchetanna kme punar apidashor yashyati padam. So shabhaktevya, Mahaprabhu, he's showing how to be a devotee. Mahaprabhu is not worshipping demigods. That's not what he's training his devotees. He's personally showing how to do this with his devotees. He's not disrespecting anyone, but that is not his focal point. And what does it say here? The gods and goddesses, they're assuming human forms to have a glimpse of the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One man in Dum Dum Park, you know, this man, he had a little daughter and they lived across, he was always inviting people over his house, I forget what his name was, but he's always inviting me, I'd go around and stop me, invite me, and but I never went. But one day he said, you know, I'm not going to your mat anymore. I said, oh, why is that? He said, I heard that Arati song, the Saraswat Arati. I said, what? Where it said, Shambhu Agochar. That she, this is beyond what Shiva can comprehend. I cannot discuss that. At least he was listening. So they can't. What is beyond what Brahma, Shiva could conceive? So Guru Maharaj said, Svarna Koti Dharpa Nava Deho Varna Gauravam. Dharpa means 10 million. What is the beauty of Mahaprabhu? 10 million shining mirrors made out of gold. If you made mirrors out of gold, and sometimes we're told molten gold. When it's gold, it's most shiny. When it's hot, you know, when it's liquid. Padma parijata ganda banditanga sorabam koti kami murchitangri rupa rasa rangaram. 10 million cupids would faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar. Cuba is also a devata. Anyway, as Gopam is today, is disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, you said? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he wanted to, and this is a good example too, he wants, he has some inspiration. This is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. He had a vision in Swarup Ganj, but he doesn't think, I'm Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's thinking, oh, who is the higher Vaishnava? I'll go and get this. The higher Vaishnava, he invites Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Maharaj, you can tell this is real or not. Maybe it's my imagination. That's real devotees thinking that way. Who am I to make these determinations? I should approach the higher devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I'll bring Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And we're home. When Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj arrives there, what is he? We're told he's 125 years old, has one attendant, servant, who carries him in a big basket, like the, what do you call it? Rattan basket, you know?
Judy.
Yes. You're calling Judy, and they're calling rattan. But go for it. So in a basket, he's carrying Jagannath Das Babaji wherever he goes, because that time he's, we've seen his hunchback like this. Oh, he's taking Krishna Nam, doing bhajan, which means direct, not abstract meditation, direct service in the upper world. And what happens? Jagannath Das Babaji, he's so inspired, he jumps out of that basket. He's jumping like, you know, like 1.5 meters off the ground. He's leaping in ecstasy, celebrating that this is Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Kalyana Kalpaturu that on one Ekadashi, like that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj dancing and singing, that he was in divine ecstasy, showing the, like, all the symptoms, like asta sattvika vikar, hair standing on end, trembling, perspiration, all these different ecstatic symptoms. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all the others, they're doing the kirtan, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is in ecstasy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, then he extended that to all of them. So what he was experiencing, they were all experiencing. And then they couldn't play the kartals, the drum, or sing, or anything. They just all went into a state of divine madness. That's Jagannath Das, Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri. What is it? Gora Braja Shitar Sheshaya Vaishnavar Vigraham. Prabhu Bande Premadi Vidha, meaning the best.
Old,
the oldest. But old in the sense, most senior. And Gurudev said in a similar way, when Saraswati Thakur was born in Jagannath Puri, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur invited him to see the birth of this divine child. Hare Krishna. Anything else?
Where we can get new information about the life
of Jagannath? We're not interested in information.
I'm
well, that's the point I'm going to make. We want the mercy of these Vaishnavas. Information will not help us. So, to inquire in different ways, tadvidhi pranipatena paripajnena sevaya, we can be curious, our curiosity can be aroused. But that won't be helpful in understanding them. Just for example, Saraswati Thakur mentioned when Vrindavan Das Thakur appears, they're told Narayani is his mother. Right? And she once took the remnants of Mahaprabhu. We're told this when she was a girl, later in life, she gives birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's mentioned in the commentaries there. Nothing is told about his paternal line, Saraswati Thakur says, because it's not significant. So, when it comes to these things, what little we hear, that's suffice. If we try to satisfy our curiosity, we may hear many more things, but whether or not they are authentic, substantial, to be emphasized, is another thing. So, some, there is a book, Vaishnava Abhidan, stories of Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas, are mentioned there. But just when I told Gurudev once, reminded him, Madhavendra Puri is here and said it. Some say the sannyasi who came to Nityananda Prabhu's house was Madhavendra Puri. And Gurudev responded by saying, some say. And we say, well, we want to know, is it or isn't it? And what the answer to that is, some say. So some things are like that. When Guru Maharaj asked Saraswati Thakur, Rupa Goswami concludes Krishna Leela in one way, Sanatan in another way, how are we to understand that? Saraswati Thakur said, Adhoksaja. It's beyond what we can understand. Otherwise, if everything is something we can understand fully, then we'll have to retire the name Adhoksaja. But Adhoksaja is one of the favorite names of Krishna throughout the Bhagavatam, beginning, middle, and end, is Adhoksaja, to remind us, as much as he wants us to know, that much we'll know.
So, what do you call mercy? You said,
we
don't think...
Yeah, what I mean to say is, when I was asking Guru Maharaj once, questions based upon... logic and what would be, having heard one thing, what would be the next rational thing to say? He answered my questions up to a point, and then he said, but if you pursue this further, you're going to break your head. That was his. You're going to break your head. And about inquiring about Vaishnavas and their background and their histories, and he said, in a very humble and perfect, he said, we want the grace of these souls. If we become too inquisitive, too curious, there's a saying, a maxim in English, curiosity killed the cat.
Same so, impression.
Yes, is our cat still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But the devotee cat, Jnana Shunya Bhakta cat, he said, I don't need to know. My Guru Dev said, if you need to know, it's not devotion.
You have a baby devotion.
Yes. I don't need to know too much. But anyway, so what I mean to say is, it's like Brahma. Jnana prayasam udapasana manta eva. He's saying, by his own experience, I got too curious about this cowherd boy Krishna. I couldn't figure it out in my four brains. Why this little boy, grown gods and goddesses, should be worshiping this boy? It just didn't make any sense. Now I learned something. So I can understand what Gyane Prasamudapasanamanteva. Stop trying to understand him through that approach. What? Stanestita Shrutigatam Tanuvan Manobhya. If you hear from the devotees, that'll be a substantial connection with reality. And their way, their method, and to what degree they express things. And not to press for more. I'm answering you, I'm using you as an example. You know, because... just because. Whatever I tell you, I'm the violator of all of these things. That's why I tell you. Whatever it is, I've already violated it again and again, 1,000 times over. So what I heard from the higher, I'm trying to share with you. Like when I heard that someone, a daughter of Bhaktivinoda Thakur might be, this is a long time ago, alive in London, and just my curiosity, I said out loud in front of Gurudev, I said, oh, you know, maybe on the way through someone could interview her or something like that. And Gurudev said, we're not interested in any flesh connection. And I went like, blood. I was like, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. And that afternoon, I remember going to see Srila Guru Maharaj. And in the late afternoon, the shadows come, and maybe it was playing tricks on my eyes and vision. But as I sat with him, I saw, here is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Why am I thinking to go somewhere else? If anyone can tell me about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's Guru Maharaj. And for a moment, I'm saying afternoon shadows, whatever, I saw like that way. That here, you know, like when Sarasvati Thakur said, you've not written this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through you. Saying, that person is before me. The Rupa Nugadhara, the one who Saraswati Thakur is representing him, Bhaktivinoda is writing things through him, he's in front of me. What is that saying? Gora Dengye Gashkawa?
Gora Dengye Gashkawa. Yeah.
The trough where the horse eats, that's called a trough, they jump over that to go search for food. It's a Bengali saying. So I'm saying I am the guilty one of all these things, the violator. So perhaps when I recognize my tendencies and others, I'm just questioning them.
Maharaj, we just had some conversation today with Haridas, and because he reading about Srila Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, and he is a, you can call this curiosity, but you know, when you just like trying to know something about lines of teacher, and he said, there is not so many to know about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and today this disappeared.
Yes.
So my fault, I pronounced question not right, like not where we can get the information. Do you know something? And can you?
I took advantage of what you said say some other things.
Yes, this is very beautiful.
Yeah. And then you can understand by implication, it's not forbidden. But there's just a pariprajna. Pariprajna means out of service necessity. And we're back to the original question. When it's seva, when the current is seva, it's all right. But when it's not, you know, avaishnava mukodgyanam putam harikatamritam sravanam naiva kartavyam sarpochistam yatapayo, this famous sloka of Sanatana Goswami. And we think of the Babaji Maharaj story. So we can say, wait, Krishna Katha says in the Gopi Gita, this is what, it will save the world. Saraswati Thakura says the only shortage is Krishna Katha. The gopis say, this is what gives you life. This is it, Krishna Katha. And now, Sanatana Goswami is saying, if not heard from the Vaishnava, and by implication, the Vaishnava way, Shraddhan Vato Anushunaya Ratavarna Yedya, don't hear it. Wait, that Krishna Katha that will save our lives, that will save our souls, that will save the world, not yet, not to hear. Because then, Sarpo Chistam Yatapayo, it's like milk touched by the lips of a serpent. It can become something else by the ulterior motive of the speaker. So instead of streams of nectar, like from Haridas Pandit, his moon-like face, and Mahab Chaitanya Leela is streaming like nectar from, it's suddenly the moon-like nectarine phase from another angle of vision turns into a cobra with teeth and it's venomous. So that means there. What is the current? Sevan mukata, sevan mukhe hija. When the tongue is influenced by serving current, then it's making the right vibration. Then we'll all be illuminated by that thing. And that's why I said it's not the information, but the spirit with which it is imparted. That's what we're most concerned about. Hare Krishna.